Page 181, Unit 44. There is no point in saving for future retirement.
Choose a work that you love, and you won't have to work another day. Confucius.
We hear it more and more nowadays that the active generation's Social Security savings will not be enough for a decent pension. True or not, it's hard to tell. I certainly believe that one should have alternative plans to save for the future and not only rely on the state. Obviously, in the past few decades or even century, people have become used to the fact that pension is collected for them by the state. In such redistributive systems that we tend to call the welfare state, the state collects money from those who are active workers, while it uses that money to support those who have retired. In the past, this system seemed to work as there were more people in the labor market than pensioners. However, nowadays, this trend has reversed as life expectancy has grown, and now we have more pensioners supported by a lower number of active workers. It means that the system is just not sustainable. Therefore, people should be saving for their retirement. What is more, it actually means that people should find alternative means to start saving money for their elderly years. Individuals should not only rely on the pay-as-you-go system, but also their personal savings. There are lots of different ways of putting aside money while you are an active worker. It can be a voluntary pension fund, which means that you contribute to pension savings in monthly installments and get your pension accordingly after you retire. There are several different schemes, most of which are tailored perfectly to suit one's needs, often offering tax credits as well. Nevertheless, it is also claimed by many people that this way of saving will not bring about the desired results, thus making the whole process unnecessary. As an alternative, instead of saving up your money, which may well end up being misused by a bank or fund, you should start investing in businesses that can last a lifetime and even beyond that. When you decide against spending the rest of your life working, you will still have a business that can provide for you and your family. In this case, there are two options. First, you can sell your business, and the money you make can make your retirement quite sweet. However, if you appoint someone to run your business for you, you will still enjoy the benefits as if nothing had changed. It means that your retirement age is secured once your investments are in good hands. Sad but true, there is the problem of many people not being able to do either option as they do not earn much. Even so, societies should strive for minimizing the number of such people by providing education about personal responsibility and making people rely less on the state. Everybody will actually have to learn to take care of themselves and their future retirement as well.